Debbie Davis, you, well, all of you all have your own individual projects aside from the Pfister Sisters. You've released your own projects on CD, and you know, you do a wonderful version of that song, that Irving Berlin song, You'd Be Surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that song. Let's
Thank
hear
you.
It.
Johnny was bashful and shy. Nobody understood why Mary loved him. All the other girls passed him by. Everyone wanted to know how she could take such a bow with a twinkle in her eye. She gave this reply: he's not so good in a crowd, but when you get him alone, you'd be surprised. He isn't much at a dance, but then when he takes you home, he doesn't look like much of a lover, but don't judge a book by its cover. He's got the face of an angel, but there's a devil in his eyes. He's such a delicate thing, but when he starts into squeeze, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look.
Speaking of dirty songs, I mean, this is an old song. It's a bit risque.
It is a bit risque. It predates the Fatty Arbuckle scandal, which was why he was able to get away with it. After Fatty Arbuckle, the debacle in the hotel room in San Francisco.
Yeah, remind us, what happened?
Really?
To a PG audience.
Yes. Okay, well, to a PG audience, the short version of the story is that a girl died in his hotel room
after
certain explicit acts of a compromised position with Mr. Arbuckle. He was discredited, and it ruined his career, and it began the film censors, the very first censorship.
Like the Hayes Code
commodities,
and all of that.
Exactly, that's where it began.
Mm-hmm.
It began because of the Fatty Arbuckle scandal. And after that, there were censors on radio and film and what would later become television that basically were upholding
decency.
Yes, there are commissions for decency that Irving Berlin never could have gotten away with writing that song 3 years later.
It's a wonderful song.
I think so too.
I mean, and it's wonderful for what's not being said. You'd be surprised. I mean, that's it's wonderful, and the wink of it.
Yeah,
Helen Kahn does a beautiful version of it.
Her version at the Kennedy Center Honors,
yes,
is what made me gasp at that song and say, okay, maybe I should do this one.
Good evening. I'm Madeline Kahn. There are those who would say that Berlin's perhaps most charming songs were written when he was quite young, such as the following example, which I will sing for you. Johnny was bashful and shy. Nobody understood why. Everyone wanted to know how she could pick such a bow with a twinkle in her eye. She made this reply: he's not so good in a crowd, but when you get him alone, you'd be surprised. He isn't much at a dance, but then when he takes